Well, we are so very blessed. If you're blessed and you know it, say amen. 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 I hope you know it. We just finished a series on Thanksgiving, and we talked a lot about taking note of the daily blessings of God in our life and getting the right perspective just to see how truly blessed we are. But whether you realize it or not, I'm going to tell you, you are blessed. It's the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. And some people might not think that's much of a blessing, but it includes all of us. But if you're able to come to church this morning, you're blessed. Listen, if you walked in, you're blessed. And you might not be blessed in this way, but if you are, I'm going to tell you, if you're able to sit in the service this morning without pain, you're blessed. There are some that come and sit with pain. I'm just telling you, you are blessed. How blessed we are to be in America, where we can worship freely, gather as we like, and worship the way that we want to. How blessed we are. And double blessed to be in Texas. Amen. We know the Apostle Paul was not a Texan because he said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've left Texas, but always came back as quick as I could. How blessed you are if you grew up in a Christian home. How blessed you are if you had loving parents. How blessed you are if you've been in church all your life. Now, you need to know this. You're blessed if you had none of the above, and yet God changed your life. How blessed you are. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Every spiritual blessing. Now, you know, I think a lot of people nowadays, they just say, well, you keep those spiritual blessings. I want something tangible, you know, like maybe $1 million. But I'm going to tell you the truth. You can have all kinds of money and be miserable. I mean, it's been proven over and over. A lot of people have proven it. I know there's some people say, well, I'd like to try it for myself. But I'm just telling you, the spiritual blessings that we have are so much better, so much richer. Because you can have all kinds of money and yet have no peace. I'd rather have the peace of God. Listen, you can achieve great things in business and be successful and yet have no lasting joy. I'd rather have the joy of the Lord. See, people run after all kinds of things in this world. Jesus said, what good is it to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? You know what? I don't believe that's just talking about eternity. I believe it's talking about in this life. Lose your own soul. Oh, how much better it is to have all the riches that we have in Christ. We are so blessed. We need to realize how blessed we are. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He didn't just call us to any old life, but He called us to live an abundant life. He made us to be His sons and daughters, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He's blessed us with the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to comfort us, to help us. He's given us that abiding presence, an indwelling presence, that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm just telling you, He's blessed us in so many ways. We don't deserve the blessings. They all came to us by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love this verse in the NIV in John 1:16. It says, from the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. It's just one after another, one after another. Grace on top of grace. We've all received one blessing after another. Sometimes we forget how blessed we are. Brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed with family and friends, blessed with food, clothing, and shelter. And sometimes we just take those simple daily things for granted. I want to remind you, of some of the blessings this morning. Psalm 103, 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. See, sometimes we forget. Who forgives all your iniquities? That's pretty good right there. Amen. I mean, to have your sins forgiven. Listen, is there some guilt on you this morning? Well, I want you to know that God is a God who is ready to forgive. He forgives all your iniquities. Not just some. Not just the little ones. And not just the big ones. All your iniquities. Here's another blessing. He heals all your diseases. What a blessing. He heals all your diseases. Listen, if you're sick in body this morning, we just speak that over you in the name of Jesus. He heals all your diseases. That promise is for you. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I don't really think this is exactly what it's talking about, but did anybody's mouth get satisfied with too many good things this week? Some of us, we ate until we were miserable. We came to church to get forgiveness for the sin of gluttony. Preacher's gone to meddling. Well, anyway, I might just be talking about myself, but somebody can relate, I think. Anybody got victory this morning? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we are blessed. And I want to remind you this morning that this book, the Word of God, is a book of blessings. Over 500 times, the Scripture speaks of blessed or blessing over 500 times. It is in the very first chapter of the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 that God blessed. And it's in the very last chapter of the Bible in Revelation 22 that he spoke blessed to those who were obedient. I'm just telling you, all through the Scripture, you see that God is a God of blessing, that he wants to bless his people. He wants us to live a life of blessings. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' first recorded teaching, it says that he sat down and he taught them. And the first word that came out of his mouth in the Sermon on the Mount was the word blessed. We call them the Beatitudes, but for 9 verses in a row, the first word of each of those Beatitudes is the word blessed. I'm just telling you, it's all through the Scripture. It is part of the gospel. It is for us in the New Testament that God wants us to be a blessed people. He wants us to live a life of blessings. Blessed. It means the state of well-being or happiness. Some people today are saying, well, it's the same thing as happy, but it is not. And let me explain it to you this way. It's more than happy. It's beyond happy. I'll explain it this way. The opposite of happy is unhappy. But if you read the Bible, you know what the opposite of blessed is. The opposite of blessed is cursed. And I want to tell you, that's way worse than unhappy. I mean, if you're cursed, you're all kinds of unhappy, right? But just to give an antonym that maybe is a little bit more relevant that we use more in our culture today, the opposite of blessed is miserable. Not just unhappy, miserable. And you know what? There's a lot of miserable people in our world. You might not want to call them cursed, but they are miserable. They are so far from happy. Opposite of blessed. We need to realize that the life that God has called us to is a life of blessings. And oh, how this world needs to see that God blesses his people. How they need to see that there's a better way to live. And you know what? I want to encourage you as a Bible-believing Christian this morning that God wants to bless you. He wants you to walk in his blessings, live in his blessings every day. The Scripture promises us all kinds of blessings. Blessings of prosperity, blessings of health, blessings of divine protection, of peace, of joy, of promotion, of victory. All kinds of blessings are promised to us. If nothing else makes you want to read the Bible, it ought to make you want to read the Bible just to see all that God has promised you, all that is available to you. Over 500 times the word blessed, blessed, or blessing is in this scripture. You ought to go and seek it out and search it and read it. Amen. See all that God intends for you, all that He wants you to live in. We are living a life of blessings. See, if we had a choice to have a life of blessings or a life of miracles, most of us would say, oh, I want the life of miracles. That sounds really cool. That sounds really spiritual. I want the life of miracles. But the truth is that as we mature and we grow in the Lord, we begin to see and understand that God wants to bless our lives every day. Now, don't misunderstand me. We believe in miracles. We believe that our God is a miracle-working God, and He's still the same God. He still does miracles just as much today as He always has. You need to know that. We need to believe for miracles. We need to expect miracles. But we also need to live daily in the blessings of God. And I've got to tell you, He didn't promise us a life of miracles. He promised us a life of blessings. I'm not saying that God doesn't do miracles. I'm going to say it again. We need to see more miracles. We need to believe God for miracles. But you as a believer, you need to be living in the blessings of God every single day. We especially need to believe God to do miracles to reach those who are desperate in our world, those who are hurting, those who are so broken and bound and lost. Jesus did so many miracles for others. Think about this. You read the Gospels and you just see all these miracles that He did. Miracles of provision, miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, miracles of raising the dead. All kinds of miracles that Jesus did. And yet I don't know of a single miracle that Jesus did for His own personal needs. Not one. He could have turned the stones into bread, but He didn't. Not one miracle that He did for His own personal selfish benefit. He could have called down fire on His enemies, but He didn't. But instead, He lived a life of doing miracles for other people. And I just want you to understand that, yes, our God is a miracle-working God. And yes, there are times in our life, times when we have a crisis, times when we find ourselves in a desperate situation and we need a miracle from God. And listen, with God, all things are possible. A miracle is when the natural order of things, when natural laws are superseded or set aside. That's a miracle. And God does that because with God all things are possible. Natural laws are nothing to God to set aside. He made those laws. And He can set them aside anytime He wants to and do a miracle. He does whatever He pleases. But we need to understand that God also provides for His people daily with blessings. That we live a life of blessings. And sometimes, you know, God uses the ordinary things in life to bless us. We need to understand how great that blessing is in our life on a day-to-day basis. Jesus, He set the captives free. He healed the sick. He cast out the demons. He fed the 4,000. He fed the 5,000. But in the day-to-day, Jesus wasn't doing food miracles to provide for Him and the disciples. No. And yet, He had everything that He needed. And I want you to understand that God wants to provide for us and bless us with everything that we need. Jesus taught us to pray this way. Give us this day our daily bread. That is daily provision. He's not talking about a miracle where bread just popped up on your table. No, he's talking about a blessing of daily provision that God provides for us each and every day. And we don't take that for granted, but we thank God for the blessing of provision in our life every day. And you know, as wonderful as it is, and I'm so thankful that God still heals the sick. And the Bible says believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It says if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and they'll anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith and the Lord will raise them up. I'm telling you, there's so much in the Bible, in the New Testament, about healing that's for us. And I thank God for the miracle of healing. You know what's better than a miracle of healing? Is not needing one. That is a blessing that so often people take for granted, especially when you're young. Just telling it like it is. You know, when we're young and healthy, it's easy to think not much of that. Oh, but what a blessing it is to not need a miracle in your body, but just to enjoy the blessing of God's health that He's given to us. Miracles, they're not hard for God. We ought to always believe God for miracles. But even better, believe God for a life of blessing. You know, as we grow in the Lord, we just learn to live in the blessings of God every day. Sometimes people explain away miracles just because of the hardness of their heart. That's not anything new. They did the same thing when they saw Jesus do miracles. That's amazing, isn't it? The people that saw Jesus do miracles, so many of them, because of the hardness of their heart, they still didn't believe. And you know what's the same today? When God does a miracle, people come up, especially religious people. Well, that's the same in Jesus' day. Religious people come up with all kinds of excuses why it wasn't really a miracle. Well, it was a coincidence. Well, they just got lucky. Well, you know, that's just one of those things. No, it was a miracle. God still does miracles, but you know, when God does a miracle in your life, you need to acknowledge it. You need to give the Lord credit. You need to give the Lord glory. About 35 years ago, Carmen and I were very young, and like a lot of young couples, we didn't have a whole lot. We had two cars. When we got married, we had two cars that were almost identical, same color, same make and modeled. Was one was a two-door, one was a four-door. They were really cool cars. They were called the Chevette. Yeah, well, I don't know why you're laughing. But anyway, they were good for one thing, getting from point A to point B. And my Chevette, it wouldn't start. I think I started it by push-starting it. Anybody remember those days when you had a clutch? And I took it to the dealership, and they said, well, you need a new alternator. And so they put an alternator on it. Then they called and they said, well, that didn't fix it. You need a new battery. And I was feeling that financial pinch. And also I kind of felt like, man, they're just running up the bill on me, you know. Why don't they figure it out? And then when I went to get it, the service manager talked to me. And I asked him, I said, well, how much is it going to be? He said, there's no charge. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen to me every day. That was a miracle. I didn't expect it. There's no reason for that to happen. It just was a miracle. Since then, I've had a number of alternators go out on cars, and I've replaced a lot of batteries, and none of them got done by a miracle. But they all got done by the blessing of the Lord, of His daily provision in my life, that I had the money to do it. And I'm just telling you, God wants us to live a life of blessings. And when we have an issue, a crisis, yes, He's a miracle-working God. But every day we live in this life of blessings that the Lord is providing for us. We're not just thankful when God has to step in and do a miracle. We're thankful in the day-to-day of all the blessings that He's put in our life that we shouldn't take for granted. I'm just telling you, the Lord doesn't want you living paycheck to paycheck. He doesn't want you living miracle to miracle. He wants us to live in abundance so we can be givers. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's a blessing to receive, isn't it? It's even better to give. Now, that's not what the world says, but that's what Jesus says. It's even better to give. But you know what? If you don't have anything, you can't give anything. And when you have abundance, oh, what a blessing it is to give. And so I'm just telling you that God wants to bless us that way. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Now you can talk about money all you want and argue over whether or not he's talking about being a billionaire. Listen, there are a lot of things more important than money and a lot of riches that we have that aren't money, but I'm just telling you that we need to be a blessing. And however God has blessed you, we want to be a blessing to others. But you know, I'm going to say it one more time. You know what's better than a miracle? Not needing one. Yes, believe God for miracles. But how much better to see the blessing of God on your life every day? You see, sometimes God blesses you with a great job. Now, in this world, we're taught, well, that's because I'm smart, or that's because I work hard, or that's because I earned it, that's because I deserve it. But in the kingdom, we understand this, that yes, God can do a miracle in your finances, but so often he blesses us with things. He works through natural things. He blesses us with a job. He blesses us with retirement. Now you say, oh, no, I did all that myself. It's a blessing from God. You didn't realize every area of your life, God wants to bless you. He wants you to live a life of blessings, not just miracles in a crisis. No, how much better it is, you know, when the bill comes in, you don't have to believe God for a miracle. God's already blessed your bank account so you can pay for it. That's just better. And oh, how we need to realize that and thank God for it. That's the blessing of the Lord. You know, the Israelites, when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief, there was a miracle that happened for them. Their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. That's a miracle. Now, how many of you ladies would like for your clothes to last for 40 years? No. I mean, there are some guys that do. I used to be one of those guys. I finally let them go. They had to die. You know what's better than when your clothes last for 40 years? When God blesses you and you can get some new ones. I mean, I understand there in the wilderness, it was a great miracle. It was a wonderful thing that their clothes lasted 40 years. But how much better to be blessed to be able to get some new ones? When you have abundance, oh, then you can be a blessing to somebody else. You know, the Lord can do a miracle in your family relationships. He can restore, he can reconcile, he can tear down the walls. He is a miracle-working God. And let me tell you what's better, is when your family is just blessed day to day to day. Amen. And there's no wall. There's no bitterness. Amen. There's nobody hating anybody else. That's blessed. Amen. Well, how much better? I'm just telling you, we need to see this life of blessing. This is for us. We all have weaknesses. We all have problems. We all have times when we need a miracle. But we need to see this life of blessing is for us as a child of God, as a believer. So how can we have this life of blessing? First, you got to put him first. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning from verse 25, Jesus says that we are not to worry about our life. In the King James, it says, take no thought. Can you imagine that you don't even think about your financial needs or your material needs? Now, he specifically talks about food and clothing and shelter. These are the basic necessities of life. And he says, don't worry about them. Your heavenly Father knows the things that you need. He's going to take care of those things. I'm talking about a life of blessing where you know that your heavenly Father is going to take care of it. You don't even have to think about it. Take no thought. Don't worry about it, he says. He says in verse 32, after these things the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That is a blessing. That when we really put God first, he takes care of all of our needs. He adds all the rest. You just got to be willing to put God first. So many people put their business first, or they put their success or money first. Money is still a big God to a lot of people. You got to put God first. But I'm going to mention one that gets really near and dear to the heart this morning. You got to put God first, even in front of your family. Oh, and we just recoil at that because we all know how important family is. What is this, some kind of cult? That preacher's putting down family. No, I'm not. I believe that family ought to be a priority in your life. I believe family is important. But you got to take care of your family. That's what the Bible says. But I know that God has to be first. And I've seen Christian families sometimes put their family in front of God, and it all came apart. Now, you want your family to be blessed? You want God's blessing? You put God first. Second, to live a life of blessings, you got to believe. You got to take him at his word. Think about all that the children of Israel missed out on when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. God had a land that flowed with milk and honey. It was a land of great abundance. Instead, they got to enjoy the miracle of manna every day. It was a miracle, a miraculous provision that every day this food just appeared for them to eat. But how much better it was to go into that promised land where there was an abundance of all kinds of food. It wasn't a miracle. It was just a blessing that was waiting on them in the promised land. And I'm telling you that there are so many blessings that are available to us if we believe. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 through 9 in the NIV, it says, consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe. See, it's not just biological children or heirs, but it's those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith, that's me. Say, that's me. Come on, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. You see, if we believe, we're blessed along with Abraham. Not depending on a miracle every day for 40 years just to get by. Not counting on a miracle, another miracle to get by this month. But instead, enjoying the blessings of God that come because we believe. Third, if we want to live in a life of blessing, we have to obey the word of God. Listen, God does miracles many times, even for those who are disobedient. Out of his mercy and his grace, sometimes, listen, People are healed. People are set free. They didn't obey. Listen, I'm just telling you that there's times when those things have happened. But I want you to understand that we are to live in the everyday blessing of God, and that comes on our life as we obey the word of the Lord. The scripture says in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You see, when we're willing and obedient, when we do what God wants us to do, we put ourselves in a place where we can be blessed. I know that in Galatians it tells us that the curse of the law has been removed. That doesn't mean that it doesn't matter how you live. In fact, when I read Deuteronomy chapter 28 about all of the blessings that were available to them when they obeyed, I believe they're for me. Because I don't see in the scripture where it tells me I was delivered from the blessings. I was delivered from the curse of the law, not from the blessings of the law. I thank God that this covenant that we have is a better covenant. It didn't take away from, it added to, it's better. And I'm just telling you, there's so many blessings for us when we obey God. Now, there's two big misconceptions that come into play when you talk about obedience and blessings. The first one is that people think that if we receive blessings by earning them, by keeping the law. No, you can't earn something from God. He will never owe you. You will never deserve something from God. It is all by faith. It is His blessing. It's not something that you earn. We've all broken God's law. And so it's always by grace, not because we kept the law. The second big misconception is that people think that because of grace, as long as we believe, it doesn't matter what we do. And the problem with that is they're speaking of a dead faith. Because the Bible teaches very plainly in the book of James that if we have a living faith, then our actions will show it. And when we say we believe and yet we don't obey God, it's just lip service. It's not real faith. No, real faith always has obedience with it. Listen to what Jesus says about obedience, Matthew 5:19. I'm just going to give you a few. Matthew 5:19, he says, whoever breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, I'm calling them out. People that teach that it doesn't matter how you live, they'll be least in the kingdom. No, it matters whether or not we obey His commands. He makes it so clear. In Luke chapter 11, verse 27 and 28, a woman calls out to Jesus and says, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. And you know what? A lot of people even still today think that. They think, oh yeah, Mary's blessed. Mary's blessed. Well, she was. But let me tell you what Jesus said. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and do it. This is the one who was grace. He was also truth. And he says, blessed rather, we're talking about a life of blessings. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and do it. You want real blessing on your life? You just got to obey God. You got to do what He asks you to do. Even in the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20 says, go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. Don't just get them to pray a prayer. Make disciples. Teach them to observe all the things I have commanded you. See, He wants people to be blessed. And there's a difference in the blessing on the disobedient and the obedient. Luke 6, 46, Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing, it's like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently and immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great." I want to tell you, when you don't obey God, God still loves you. But it's all going to come crashing down. So when we obey God, there's a blessing. Blessing of protection, blessing of provision. I'm telling you, God blesses us when we obey. Last, to live a life of blessing, we got to be a blessing to others. The Lord told Abraham in Genesis 12:2, "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." We read in Galatians chapter 3 that the blessing that was on Abraham is on those who believe. We need to realize that the blessing on our life, it's not just for us. No, it's for those around us. Don't stop up the blessing. Let it flow through your life. See, when you stop up the blessing, you're stopping up the blessing in your own life. You got to let God use you. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, now freely give." So we just need to be channels of the blessings of God. Whatever God has blessed you with, use it to bless others. The scripture tells us that we reap what we sow. If you want to reap blessings, sow blessings. You see, when somebody is ugly to you, somebody is rude to you, somebody does you wrong, what are you going to do? You're going to sow a blessing, or are you going to sow a curse? Jesus says when we are cursed, we're to bless. Even when people are talking bad about you, saying ugly things to you, you bless them. You know why? Because we don't bless them because of who they are and what they are and what they've done. We bless them because our Heavenly Father has blessed us. We let that blessing flow through us. We are sons and daughters of the Most High. And so we bless people, whether they deserve it or not. That's what we're supposed to do. Romans 12:14 says, "Bless and do not curse." 1 Corinthians 4:12 says, "Being reviled, we bless." Matthew 5:44, Jesus says, "I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you." And so much of the time in the scripture, when it talks about blessing, it is speaking of our words. I want you to realize, words are powerful. And this is one of the ways that we are to be a blessing to other people, is the things that we say. We speak blessings over others. We speak blessings about others. We speak blessings to others, because our words have power. James chapter 3, 9 and 10 says, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing." My brothers, this should not be. And when he says cursing here, he's not talking about profanity. He's talking about saying bad things about somebody. We come in and we worship the Lord. We say, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, God." And then we go and we speak negative things over other people and about other people. No, we bless. He said, these things ought not to be. We bless. We say good things about people. Proverbs 11:25, "The generous soul shall be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." Share with others. However God has blessed you. Listen, if he blesses you financially, oh, share with others. Listen, if he's given you peace, you can share that with somebody else that doesn't have what you have. Share with them how the Lord has given you peace. Somebody that's down and depressed, oh, what a blessing it would be if you would share with them what God has done in your life and how he's given you joy. Listen, somebody that's bound up on some kind of addiction, what a blessing it would be to them if you would share with them how Jesus set you free. Share the blessing of the Lord in your life. Make it your goal. I'm going to challenge you today. It's a tall order for me. But I'm working on it. I'm going to do better. I want to get to the place where I'm a blessing to everybody that I have a conversation with, everybody whose path I cross. I challenge you. Let's take this to heart this morning. God has blessed us so much. Let's be a blessing to others. That everybody whose paths we crossed is left better in some way because of having been in our path. Let's be a blessing. We've been blessed to be a blessing. You know what's going to happen? God's just going to increase that favor and blessing on your life again and again and again. What an impact we can have in this world where so many are miserable. And so many are just takers. So many are just demanding. What a blessing we can be in letting God bless others through us. Stand with me. We're going to pray.